Welcome to episode 114 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're continuing our look at wonders of the modern world by talking about the CN Tower. If you've ever wondered what the CN and CN Tower stands for, well, you're about to find out. The CN Tower, or Canada's National Tower, was opened in 1976 in Toronto. Since it opened, it's certainly become an icon for the city, and for the nation of Canada, for that matter. The tower was so tall that, to place the top of the antenna on the building, the engineers behind the tower brought in what's called an Ericsson Air Crane Sikorsky helicopter. Now, these are specialized helicopters that you see dumping water on forest fires in California. Now, these helicopters can carry up to 20,000 pounds in their specialized payload. So this helicopter picked up the top of the antenna on the ground and choppered it up to the roof about 1,500 feet up, where it slowly put it down on top of the base. The tower is hit by lightning at least 35 times a year, and special grounding strips have been installed to conduct the electricity into the ground to keep the building and patrons safe. I can't imagine how scary it must be to be on top of that building in a thunderstorm. Now, my favorite fact about the CN Tower is that it was the first tower to have a glass floor on its deck. I did one of these glass floor things on the Sears Tower in Chicago a few months ago, and it was pretty freaky. The glass on the floor of the CN Tower is super thick, 5 times stronger than Canada's actual requirements for weight-bearing floors. They are so strong that 14 hippopotamuses could stand on one piece of the glass and not break it. Not that I'd want to try that or anything. Thanks for tuning in to episode 114 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show, would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue our look at wonders of the modern world by hopping over to New York City and going behind the scenes at the Empire State Building.